I have some of God's Word to share this morning. I pray that God will fill me with His Spirit. It's just a simple little message, but I've been inspired with it all week long. I think I was in a restaurant at the beginning of the week and heard over the system, I heard the music they were playing, and I listened to the words. I'm a words person. Listen to the words of the song and realize that the person that wrote that song was filled with a grief and a bitterness, and it was coming out in his song. Somebody had done him wrong. It was one of those somebody done somebody wrong songs. And he was in grief and bitterness about it. And I thought to myself, if I was to write a song right now, what would come out? And I thought that all of us have something inside that comes out. What is it? So these scriptures began to come to me. Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said in verse 15, this is the Sermon on the Mount, the last part. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Now, I don't want to meet a character like that. I don't want anything to do with somebody that's a ravening wolf that wants to eat me. But he's disguised as a sheep. But Jesus said, we're going to run into people like that. And he said, be aware of things like that. And I believe this is still true today. But he told the people there, and he tells us the secret. He said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? So they don't have to pull the wool over our eyes. We don't have to be deceived because we can look at the fruit. We can look at what comes out. As I mentioned before, the song that came out of that man's life was bitter and it was complaining. Well, Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. And verse 17 says, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. John, in 1 John, he mentioned something about this also. He told us to beware of, in chapter 4, John said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already, is it in the world. Jesus warned about it. John warned about it. It was back there. It will be here today. The spirit of Antichrist, the spirit that does not confess that Jesus came in the flesh, that the Word of God was made flesh. There have been doctrines like that preached down through the ages. The Antichrist is not one figure that's going to be a central known and seen figure. It's a spirit, and it's been around since John's time. But it is It is against Christ. We don't want to have something in us that's against Christ. There's a spirit of Antichrist in the Roman Catholic system. There's also the spirit of Antichrist in the Protestant system. And if we believe the false doctrines of those systems, we'll have it in us. And he said, don't believe those. Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits. What comes out of them? What spirit thereof? Even Jesus' own disciples, one time they asked Jesus if they should call down fire from heaven and destroy the people who wouldn't receive him. And what did Jesus say? You don't know what spirit you're of. What are we breathing out of us? What comes out of our lives? Do we recognize it? What fruit do we have? What spirit breathes out of us? So I began to think of these things. One time I heard someone speaking, and their thought was about that we're like cups and we're full of something, and if we get knocked and jostled, whatever we have inside spills out. And the trials and tests of life knock us and jostle us. What spills out of us? So we want to think about that today. Now I want to go back to my thought about fruit. In John chapter 15, let's look at this, what Jesus said about fruit. In verse 4, Jesus said, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Remember what he said about being a good tree. If we're connected to the vine and abiding in the vine, you can't get a better tree than the true vine, which is Christ. And if we're a tree that the Father has planted, and we're connected to Him, and abiding in Him, living in Him, responding to Him, having His Spirit live in us, we'll bear good fruit, we'll be a good tree. What comes out of us will be good. Won't accidentally be bad or bitter, but if we're abiding in Him, Jesus said in verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Is that clear? Can we understand that this morning? That's what Jesus said. It's how to bear fruit. Now, I've done a little gardening. I'm not a master gardener by any sense. But I've understood that fruit bearing takes union. I've observed how that plants, a flower comes up off of a plant, and it has little separate parts that if the parts unite, they make a seed. And that seed, if it drops into the ground and the conditions are right, water, warmth, well, we've read about those things in the Word. There's germination of that seed, and there becomes a new plant that comes living out of the ground from that seed that falls into the ground. There's lots of these principles in the Word of God. Jesus said, except the seed fall into the ground and die, it rots away. The outward seed coat, it begins to become rotten. And the inside of that seed that begins to germinate and grow. And Jesus said, first the blade and then the ear and then the full corn in the ear. Fruit. There's no fruit except there's a union. If we have Jesus' Spirit abiding in us and we're abiding in Him and become attached to Him and stay attached to Him, that union produces fruit in our lives. And Jesus said, you can't bear fruit unless you're abiding in me. These things are simple, but we, Lord, help us to believe them and live them every day. Abide in the Lord. Continue believing in Him, trusting in Him, living off of His strength and grace, and let His Word abide in us. Then there's union and there's fruit. In the Old Testament, in the book of Hosea, he told the children of Israel that very thing. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 8, at the end of the verse, it says, from me is thy fruit found. God is saying, it's in me that your fruit will be found. So we can't just concentrate on fruit bearing and say, okay, I am going to bear fruit. Because it comes from God. It comes from us being connected to the vine. It comes from us being united to Him, His Spirit being in us, and us living in Him. That's what we need to concentrate on then. Let's not concentrate and think, oh, I've just got to bear fruit. I've just got to bear some good fruit, some sweet fruit. But no, let's just concentrate on being united with Him, and He will produce the fruit. In Romans chapter 8, we can connect this with Galatians chapter 5. Both of these talk about following the Spirit. Jesus said, my words abiding in you, and ye abiding in me. When we mind Him or obey Him, and we follow Him and respond to Him, that is called in Romans 8, it's walking after Him. It's following Him, doing what He says, obeying His commands. That's what it means to abide in Him. So when we do that, and whenever we mind the things of His Spirit and respond to the things of His Spirit, it says to be carnally minded is death. Or if we go after the things of the flesh, or as in Galatians it says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh or the desires of the flesh. Concentrate on, Lord, I want to obey you and walk after you. Not after what my flesh wants, but after what you want. If we do that, the Lord will produce fruit in our lives. Or we could say it this way, when you're bumped, what spills over is something sweet and something good. Or when the winds blow and blow across your plant, the spices that come out of it smell good and are sweet. That's in Song of Solomon. There's a verse like that. So we have Romans talking about minding the things of the Spirit, pleasing God, Galatians, walking in the Spirit, and then in Galatians 5:22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. It's a beautiful thing to think about, isn't it? But let's not just think about it. Let's walk after the Spirit. In verse 24 of Galatians 5, it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And that word walk means let us take step by step. It's not real hard to think about walking after the Spirit, but it's just taking one step at a time. For His Spirit directs and leads, and we follow and we walk and we obey. In Romans 8, it says, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, how do we do this? Lord, fill me with your Spirit. As soon as you know you're a believer in Christ, begin to seek Him. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And then, as the Spirit leads you and moves you, you may hear something from the pulpit, or you may hear something that another Christian says, or you may just be praying and something, an inner prompting, that or something that you read in your Bible or read that another Christian has written. Something just very much impresses you. This is what God wants me to do. This is what God is calling me to do. And you do that, you'll bear fruit. The good things that come out of your life will be good. It will be what he wrote in Galatians 5 and 22. It will be something of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, or temperance. Those are the fruit that will come out of our lives when we abide in Him and His Word abides in us. Let us walk in the Spirit. Let us mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, this is Romans 8 and 6, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I want to go down further in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8. Well, starting at verse 7, this is an eternal principle. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What are we sowing into our lives? We want something good to come out of our lives. We've got to sow good seed into our lives. We've got to mind the things of the Spirit, walk after the Spirit and not the flesh. It says, he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So we began well. We began by believing, trusting in Him, and taking His Word into our lives. Let us continue, even though it's hard and we're weary. Let us continue, because we'll soon come from the sowing time in our lives to the reaping time. What comes out? What are we promoting? What are we breathing out? What fruit are we bearing? We want the Lord to be pleased with the fruit that we bear. I mentioned Song of Solomon. It's the book right before Isaiah. And let's look at chapter 4 and verse 12. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, camphor with spikenard, spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. The fruits that we want to bear, most of all, are fruits that are pleasing to the Lord. Don't you think that God is pleased when we bear the fruit of love? Love for him and love for his people and for others, even sinners. What a wonderful fruit. What a pleasant fruit. How about joy? Yes, the Lord is pleased with a song of joy that comes out of our mouth. And you know, we read in Psalms, I think it's chapter 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Who did that? The Lord has done that. God has done that for us. He is the one who produces the fruit of joy. You don't have to sit in church and think, oh, I've got to drum up a song of joy. No, he puts the song, a new song, in our mouth. When he delivers us from sin and saves our soul, salvation, he's put his salvation in us, it produces a new song, joy. We don't sing the old song anymore. Bitterness and wanting to get back and you just destroyed my life and I loved you and you did me wrong. That's not the song that the Lord puts in our mouth. The song that he puts in our mouth is a song of thanksgiving. It's a song of thanksgiving. Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. That fruit is a pleasant fruit to the Lord. I believe Hebrews talks about that kind of fruit. Hebrews chapter 13. And 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips, it's joy. It's thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. I've been challenged, I don't know, for a couple years now, that I should have the fruit of thanksgiving and joy and praise at all times. This says the fruit of our lips continually, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Well, if I don't ever talk to him and I don't ever let him talk to me, and I don't follow anything of his will because I don't hear him talk to me, I won't have that fruit of my lips giving thanks to his name. So we want to abide in him and let his word abide in us. Well, I think that's about all that I have to share in scripture. There are many scriptures that you can find as you read along. All of a sudden there will be a little thought about fruit. Lord, help us to have what comes out of our lives that it would be pleasant fruit, that it would be fruit that helps others, fruit that gives strength and life to others. What's some of the other characteristics that we read in Philippians, not Philippians, but Galatians 5? Well, there's gentleness, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, faith. When we take in His Word and believe it, then what comes out of our life in times of trouble, it won't be hopelessness and despair. It'll be words of faith. He's wanting us to have words of faith and believing in God. Amen. Pray for me.